Taxi drivers have been feeling the pinch from ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft for years at this point. One of the biggest differences between those startups and cabs is that taxi drivers need a permit called a medallion to operate. San Francisco has a complex history with its medallions, and many cabbies are angry about what they say are out-of-date regulations. KLW's business and economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas hailed down some drivers to find their story.
Her beer bat isn't having a good day.
Oh, it's been terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Not a lot of rides?
Finally, some hope appears. A doorman for the Park 55 Hotel in Union Square hails the cab over to pick up a fare.
Yeah, dude, which one is it? Where?
North Beach.
North Beach, right? It's, okay, it's close by.
Yeah.
Bat lives in Berkeley and has been driving for over 20 years.
I come from like northern India, and I have a family, wife and two kids, 18-year-old and a 10-year-old daughter.
And he has a taxi medallion. That should mean he's made it as a driver. A medallion is a license to operate a taxi. It's on the dashboard, and it looks like a small red license plate with a number punched in bold print right in the middle.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, this, if you pull it out, and this is the number that makes it a medallion, 1317.
1317?
Yeah.
That thin piece of metal makes this a genuine San Francisco taxi, and each cab you see driving down Market Street has to have one. To keep from having too many cabs on the road, the city only issues about 2,000 of them. If a driver doesn't own a medallion, they have to rent one from a driver who does. And if you do own one, you get to make extra cash. Once you have it, it's like you're a small business owner. It turns driving a taxi into a solid blue-collar job. Bat had to take out a loan to buy his medallion. It cost him $250,000 back in 2012.
I got a letter like saying, if you are willing to buy, this is the price, you got to put like 20% down. So I just got like money from my friends, you know, family, and you know, that's how I got my down payment and got this.
But it was right after he got the medallion that, maybe you guessed, Uber and Lyft took off and started to nab many of the fares that Bat would have gotten. Before he got his medallion, he made around $25 or $30 an hour. Now that he has it, his income should have gone up.
Minimum wage, it doesn't even give you a minimum wage. You'll be lucky when you make like some days $7, $8. That's the average there, most of the drivers are making.
And he's stuck. To get rid of the medallion and get out of the industry, another taxi driver has to buy it off of him. It's like he has a mortgage on a house and he needs to move out, but he can't find a buyer. There aren't many people who want to drop $250,000 for a San Francisco taxi medallion right now. There used to be a waiting list to get one. Drivers would wait 10, 15, sometimes close to 20 years. Bat waited 12. Now, drivers see them as a liability, and there's a waiting list to sell medallions. And until he gets to the top of that list, Bat has to keep staring at that medallion on his dashboard every day as he drives.
I'd rather do anything else with my life than this rundown, you know, or dying industry, which there's no future like, and this, now I'm hanging in, but I really don't know how long I'll be able to do that. It couldn't be forever.
Decades ago, medallions were open to the free market. They cost whatever someone was willing to pay for them. Then, in 1978, San Francisco voters made medallions free. Drivers started to earn them just by being on the waiting list, meaning no $250,000. This was the system for over three decades, until around 2012. If Bat had gotten his medallion a few years earlier, he wouldn't be stuck with monthly payments on this huge loan.
So this is Little Italy, and I don't know where you guys want to get off.
There's a restaurant with a minimal line.
No, there, all these are really good restaurants. There's a Rose Pistola. Rose Pistola is pretty good.
Good luck.
Thank
with
you,
your
sir.
Next fear.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So why did the San Francisco MTA start charging for the medallions? Seemingly, the timing couldn't have been worse. It was finalized just 2 months after Lyft launched. Barry Korngold is co-founder of the San Francisco Taxi Workers Alliance. He's mad. And a lot of that anger is directed right at the city.
All the negative things that we were warning was going to happen if they start selling medallions has been happening, including the bottom dropping out of the industry, and now everybody owes all this money.
Korngold got his medallion back before they cost $250,000. The city wanted to start charging for medallions, partially because it would bring in money. But also, there wasn't much turnover. Medallion holders would stick around, driving the minimum number of required hours just to keep extra income coming in from renting out their medallions to other drivers.
Well, when people get old, there's no way to exit the industry because nobody's going to just give up their income. We don't have any kind of pension plan or anything in the industry.
Things went according to the city's plan, at least at first. They brought in $60 million from selling medallions, and hundreds of longtime drivers got out of the business, netting $100 million by selling theirs. Korngold didn't know the ride-hailing apps were around the corner, but he thought that paying to transfer medallions would not be good for drivers. He spoke up at the meeting in 2012 when the MTA finalized the medallion charges.
Barry Korngold, followed by Tariq Mahmood, and he's the last person who's turned in a speaker card.
It disregards drivers who put their lives into the industry. They've been waiting 15, you know, even up to 19 years now, waiting to get their medallion. So maybe they've given up other careers like I did to get my medallion.
I spoke with over half a dozen drivers for this story, and they are all bitter. They feel burdened with decades worth of regulations by the city, and when they see an Uber or a Lyft car sailing down Market Street, it's infuriating. Korngold still drives, but it's not the same.
To tell you the truth, it's offensive to me driving around the city and seeing all these being surrounded by people doing the same thing I am, but not having to follow any of the same rules. It's offensive.
But the thing is, the city actually has little control over Uber and Lyft. Those companies are regulated by the state under the California Public Utilities Commission. That's one of the big challenges. Two sets of drivers doing almost the same thing, but under completely different agencies. The city does, of course, have control over taxis. Kate Torin is the head taxi regulator for San Francisco, and her office is, ironically, just the next building over from Uber's headquarters. She says she gets drivers' frustrations.
When somebody purchased, it was one type of operating environment. Till now, it's very different. So I fully acknowledge the challenges.
But she says there are lots of reasons to want to buy a medallion and drive a taxi right now. Taxis can pick up people right off the street. They can use those taxi-only lanes. Plus, they get their own stands for special events. Uber and Lyft can't do any of those things. To ease the pain, the MTA has started waiving some requirements, like the one that medallion holders have to drive 800 hours a year. But there are still 350 drivers on the waiting list to get rid of their medallions. Couldn't the city just, say, buy the medallions from those drivers?
The way the program's set up, that's not how it's structured at this time.
Torin says the city needs time to come up with solutions. That doesn't help Harbir Bhatt today, though. Back in his cab, he's looking for fares.
I literally never drove a Saturday morning, which is a lousy shift to make money, but here I am.
If he can find a way out of his medallion, he would leave taxis behind.
Or just find a job on the, like, working at a convenience store or, like, you know, some the gas station, whatever you can do.
We drive by the Powell Street cable car turnaround.
Can I pick up this fare? I think they...
Four people are waving the cab over. I have to get out so they can all fit in. They aren't going far, but he has a loan to pay off and needs to make money one ride at a time. On Market Street, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.